From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. It appears a bailout of Greece's economy has fallen apart. The finance ministers of the Eurozone have rejected a Greek request to extend the deadline of its bailout program until after a planned July 5th referendum. The ministers held an emergency meeting Saturday after Greece said the outcome of bailout talks would be put to a national referendum. Speaking to reporters before the meeting began, Finland's finance minister, Alexander Stubb, expressed his disappointment.
I think this is potentially a very sad day, specifically for the Greek people. I think with the announcement of this referendum, we're basically closing the door for any further negotiations. There is a pretty much consensus inside the Eurogroup that we cannot extend the program as it stands. And consequently, I would argue that Plan B becomes Plan A.
The German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, had a similar reaction. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras received a standing ovation Saturday in Parliament, which convened to debate the government's request for a referendum. A vote was scheduled. Mr. Tsipras made the announcement in a televised address to the nation late on Friday. Greece needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout to repay nearly $2 billion in loans to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Iran nuclear negotiators are hopeful they will be able to reach an agreement, but they still need to work through some very tough issues. He commented in Vienna on Saturday as he launched a series of closed-door talks with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Jarif Jarif. This is VOA News. World leaders have joined in their condemnation of three terror attacks across three continents Friday, which left dozens dead in the space of a few hours. The White House and nations around the world describe the assaults in Tunisia, France, and Kuwait as horrific acts of terrorism.
A sunny day in the Tunisian beach resort of Sousse turned into a bloodbath when an attacker gunned down dozens of tourists. Almost simultaneously, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a Shiite mosque in Kuwait, killing more than 20 people. The attack was claimed by Islamic State extremists. In France, an attacker beheaded a businessman and left his decapitated body daubed with Arabic writing at the entrance of a U.S.-based gas company. The killings came just days after an Islamic State spokesman called on the group's followers to carry out attacks against all infidels. Analysts say even if Islamic State did not directly coordinate the attacks, the group encourages anyone to claim affiliation, allowing it to claim credit. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Washington.
An official in Pakistan says the devastating week-long heat wave in the southern port city of Karachi has killed over 1,000 people. Nazir Mohammad Bazdar, the operations director of the Provincial Disaster Management Authority, said Saturday that 65,000 heat stroke patients were treated at his city's hospitals since June 20th when the heat wave struck Sindh province and its capital of Karachi. He told the Associated Press that 1,923 patients with heat-related ailments are still being treated. Although temperatures in Karachi Saturday came down to 34 degrees Celsius after touching 45 degrees a week ago amid chronic power outages, the heat wave struck Karachi at a time when the city's Muslim majority was observing the dawn-to-dusk fasting month of Ramadan. Gunmen have attacked a military camp in western Mali Saturday, exchanging shots with soldiers as residents of a nearby village hid in their homes, according to officials and witnesses. The attack began around 5 in the morning at the camp near the village of Nara, about 50 kilometers from the border with Mauritania, according to an army spokesman. Casualty information was not immediately available, and the assailants were unknown, said the spokesman. However, a source in Mali's intelligence service, who spoke on condition of anonymity because he wasn't authorized to speak to the media, said the gunmen were Islamic militants linked to Ansar Dine. The shooting death of one escaped killer brought new energy to a three-man hunt for a three-week hunt for a jailbreak partner as helicopters, search dogs, and hundreds of law enforcement officers converged on a wooded area in upstate New York that once held them. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.